Hey, what's up? It's Dr. Ward. Welcome to this episode of Into the Fix. So last week we talked about New Year's resolutions and surefire ways that you can sabotage your New Year's resolutions. This year I want to talk about how to evaluate the past year. So I think as the year comes to an end, it's pretty normal for people to look backwards and to try to make some sort of determination as to how they think the year was. So they might look back and say, you know, I got a promotion this year, so it was a good year. Or my kids had a lot of problems, so it was a bad year, right? And I think, in general, I think we try to do that as a way to kind of sum up sort of our feelings about the year. And I also think it sort of kind of just gives us a kind of a quick and dirty kind of way to kind of just put a label on the past year. It was either good or it was bad. The problem for me is this. As I look back over the past year, I'm not sure I could say whether it was a good year or it was a bad year. And here's what I mean. You know, anybody who's listened to this podcast for any amount of time, you know, recently has heard me talk about my mother passing away. So, you know, my birthday was in October. The very next day, she had a stroke. And then, you know, 3 weeks later, 4 weeks later, she passes away. And it was kind of hard for me. It was hard for the family. Understandably, it's sort of hard for everybody involved. And so I think it would be easy to look at a situation like that and say, well, given what happened, it must have been a bad year. And I think, you know, as I was sort of looking back, that was kind of where I was leaning. You know, my mom died. It must have been a bad year. And then I started thinking about the things that had actually happened this year. You know, my son got an internship in L.A., did an internship in L.A. That same son, 2 days ago, graduated from college. And so on the one hand, while I would say, you know, there were some bad things that happened this year, there were also some really good things that happened, right? I would honestly say that 4 years ago, I didn't think my son would finish college. And so the fact that he did an internship, finished his degree, got a degree, all that sort of stuff to me is not only monumental for sort of him as an individual and for us as a family, but to me, it points to it being a pretty good year. But again, so then what do you do with the bad stuff? Because part of the problem is if you look at 12 months, there's a really good chance that every one of those months isn't going to be good. There's also a really good chance that every one of those months isn't going to be bad. And so I think the task for us is to look at our year as a whole. What kind of year was it? And I think at the end of the day, to me, the answer is this. It wasn't necessarily a good year or a bad year. It was just a year. And why do I say that? The reason why I say it was just a year was because every year has good and bad. Hopefully, every year doesn't have the bad that I had this year with my mother passing away, and every year isn't going to have the level of good I had this year with my son graduating from college, right? We're likely not going to have sort of that high of a high and that low of a low in the same year every single year. But in general, we're going to have good and we're going to have bad every year. We're going to have good things that happen and bad things that happen every single year. And so, you know, while it's tempting to go back and count the number of good things and the number of bad things and sort of compare them to each other and say, okay, well, the good outweighs the bad. It must have been a good year. Or the bad outweighs the good, so it must have been a bad year. I think a much more sort of healthy and honest approach is to say it was just a year. Because every year has good and bad. Every year has things that I'm happy about and things that I'm unhappy about. I think the trap for a lot of people is they want to be able to put a label on something. The problem is that sometimes when I do that, I end up overlooking things that are really important, right? If I just say my son graduated from college and so it was a good year, I'm going to have a really hard time understanding why I feel down sometimes about the fact that my mom passed away. Because why should I feel down? It was a good year. On the other hand, if I just say, it was a shitty year this year, my mom died, it was a shitty year, it was a bad year, then I'm not going to enjoy the things that actually are positive in that same year, like my son graduating college. And so I think at the end of the day, we want to see every year as a mixed blessing. We want to see every year as containing both good and bad. One, because I think it helps us get a more honest sort of assessment of what our year was like. And two, I think it allows us to enjoy the things that are positive. It allows us to sort of mourn the things that are negative. And most importantly, I think it allows us to remember that every year has good and bad. And ultimately, that's what we need to do. We don't want to get hung up on defining whether it was a good year or a bad year. We just want to get on to the next year. We want to take an assessment of this year, look at the things we enjoyed, look at the things we want to change, and then get on to next year. That's what we want to do. So that's it for me. That's it for this episode. On a different note, this will be my last podcast for 2023, and it could be my last podcast for a little while. I was talking to my older son, and he's basically told me that audio podcasts have gone the way of the dinosaur, and so I really need to sort of get up to speed and get into more modern doing video podcasts and stuff like that. So I'm going to be looking at doing that. Hopefully I'll be doing that within, you know, a month or two of the new year starting, and you can look me up then. If you're in the Pittsburgh area, I have a private pay practice in Sewickley. Information for that can be found at andrewwardphd.com. This is Dr. Ward. I'll talk to you again next time.